Hey there, I'm Hillary DeCesar, and you're about to listen to the Silver Lined Relaunch. In this, the very first episode I ever recorded, I had one simple goal. I wanted you to get a feel of who I am as your host and how I plan to serve you on this podcast. And most importantly, for you to not only know me as a coach, but to know me as a person. I hope after listening to this, you'll feel like we just had an in-person conversation in two swivel chairs in my favorite room in the house, the Stone Room. And we're gonna go more into the Stone Room in a later episode. But for those of you that know me as a friend, your coach, a community member, a speaker on stages, you'll listen to this episode and go, yep, that is so Hillary. And for others, it will give you an inside glimpse into my coaching and interview style, which is a little Katie Couric, global investigative, and a whole lot of Lucille Ball. And for those that don't know, I love Lucy. How about Tina Fey? And you could think, I can't believe she just said that. Because I have a tendency to not hold anything back. And I think it's important, if you're going to be on this ride with me, for us to have conversations, vulnerable ones, personal ones, that you probably will be able to relate to, and you'll hear that inner voice say, oh my God, that is so me. We're gonna hit on big life-changing convos, as well as small doses of sunshine, like this episode featuring a TSA agent versus something very unexpected. And that's exactly what the Silver Lined Relaunch is. It takes both the ordinary and the extraordinary and tilts it 45 degrees or whatever angle gives you the inspiration, fuel to reach higher and shoot for what your voice is whispering or screaming, because at the end of the day, an aha moment, a little clarity, and a lot of connection goes a long way. So enjoy, and I'm so glad I'll be able to share the quirky and unpredictable side of my life in this intro episode to match and help the quirky and unpredictable side of yours. And now, our conversation begins. And so does the laughter. At some point, you have to hit the record button. And that is happening right now. This is officially episode number one. I feel like there should be like, and the angels sang, or something crazy needs to go off. I mean, this has been a feat in itself. We have officially been able to launch this podcast, the Silver Lined Relaunch, in less than 30 days. Now, that does not mean that I've only been thinking about this for 30 days. Oh no. I have been thinking about this for a year and a half, maybe even 2 years, that it is the time to actually do this. And why is it the time to do this? Well, it started about probably now 3.5 weeks ago. During the crisis, I came down with the symptoms and I actually lost my voice. And I didn't have a voice for 3 days. And I thought, what am I doing? There's always going to be another setback, another transition, another fill in the blank. But when am I actually going to do what I know is deep within me that needs to come out? And that is this podcast. So yes, I tested positive for the virus, and I was number 40 in San Francisco to get it. So I was on the early side. And I realized then and there that we all have things that we're going through. And let me tell you, this too will pass, but there'll be something else. There's going to be something else on the other side, I should say, or the next turn. And I want to take you to the Oakland Airport, a very sexy place. It was probably about 3 years ago. And my brother and I, Greg, we were traveling down to see my mom, and we were going through the TSA, you know, pre-check area, and you know, we had the line and we were putting our stuff in, and we were only going to be down visiting my mom a couple days in Newport Beach. And so I didn't have much. I just had a carry-on. So it goes through, and then I go into that machine where they x-ray your body, and I come out and they do it, and I have, you know, I'm all good. And I go to pick up my bag and they say, okay, I'm sorry, you need to step over there. Do you have liquid in your bag? And I can see my brother's eyes like just looking at me like, are you an idiot? How many times have you flown? You know, you're not one of those type of people. And so I said, no, I know I don't have any liquid. And so the guy, you know, looks at me again, you know, is there liquid? And I'm like, I don't have any liquid. So he said, I'm going to have to open up the bag. So I said, fine, open up the bag. But of course, my bag is like bulging with stuff, because even though I'm only going for 2 days, I am one of those that I don't like to get somewhere and not have something that I might need. Like, I might need to go out and wear heels, or I might be going to the beach and I need my flip-flops, or I might be going running, or I might be going, you know, on a hike. So I bring a lot. All right, you will never know me to not have something for an activity. Okay, I digress. So here we go. So he is looking through my bag and he says, you know, we know there's water. And I'm saying there's no water. I packed this morning. There's no water. So he calls in one of his associates, and the guy starts to rummage through my bag, and you know, my undies are flying out, and you know, I mean, just everything. And they're looking and they're like, we don't see anything. Where's the water? Where's the liquid? And I just said, I don't have any. And so they call in. Now we've got three guys going through my little carry-on bag, but my stuff is everywhere. And then all of a sudden I realize what is the cause of all of this. And out, like, kind of rolls something called a water bra. And this used to be super, super popular, I guess. Maybe not, because I don't even think they make them anymore. But it was like before the bombshell bra. It was, you know, kind of this bra that had all this water in it. Well, I love that bra. It is the bomb. It's so great. So anyway, I look at this guy and I say, it's the water bra. And he looks at me and he says, well, can you tell me how much water is in each side? And I'm mortified. I can tell my brother is just, his eyes are like piercing through me right now, and he's listening. And so I look over and yeah, he's dying. He's just like, I can't even believe what's happening. So they finally bring a woman over, and I explain that it's a water bra, and no, I don't know how much water is in each side, but it's a great bra. So they finally, she, thank God, says, you know, let her go. So I go on my merry way, and of course, my brother is just like beside himself. He's just like, I can't even believe that you have that, for one, and that we just had this happen. And so I literally, you know the emoji where the hand is going up on the forehead. Yeah. Okay. So the point that I'm telling you this story about my water bra, the point is that we all have stuff in our bag that sometimes we don't acknowledge the fact that it's there. And even when people are talking to us about certain things, we can put up blinders, we can put up the walls, we can, you know, say that, have our own concoction of stories that say it's, there's a reason for that. There's that this happened and someone did that to us, and the, you know, the blame of somebody else. But here's the thing. We all have our stuff. We all have problems that we have to overcome. It's called life. But here is the key. The key is when you know that you're going through, needing to go through, and you become aware that there is something going on, some setback, some transition, in that you need to reset. You need to go forward. You need to have momentum to move through it. Sometimes just accepting, being aware, taking one small step can help you go from being stuck, from feeling overwhelmed, from feeling underwhelmed, and it can get you to being able to see a path that's in front of you. So the point of all of what I want to help with along this journey that we're all going through, and I thank you for allowing me to be a part of your journey, is how can we take small steps? How can we have processes that can actually help us get through these major relaunches, these mega relaunches, mini relaunches, and do it with a little grit, with a little grace, and with a little gratitude? Because there's one thing that I know for sure, and that is when you can handle all of life's setbacks and you can do it with the attitude that there is something that will come out of this that will be better in the long run. And that, as my mom used to say, it tis what it is, so now what? And that's where I've created something called the Relaunch Effect. It's 7 steps. And I have found that through all of my adventures out there, through all of my setbacks, and by the way, I have had divorce. I've had melanoma. I've had a parent that I had to take care of. I've had a parent who died in my arms after having 14 months of cancer. I've had kids that have gone off to college. I'm an empty nester. I've had kids come back and be back with me because life happens, crises happen. I have gone and put a house that I've had for 25 years on the market, and the things that have come with that. And the best has happened too. I've had incredible relationships. I've gotten remarried to just an incredible guy you're going to hear a lot about. And I did. I got the virus. I got that, you know, the virus really early when people had no idea. And the crazy part about it, a majority of those, except for getting married, my first divorce, and I think it was, what was the other one? Oh, I can't remember. They all happened in a 7-month period. All of them. All of them. And so I had to lean in. I had to go deep and say, what have I learned from all of these setbacks, all these transitions, all of these relaunches? what have I learned across all of them? What have I learned from all of the people that I've been working with, that I've been coaching as an executive coach for over 20 years, as a transition coach, as a love strategist, all combined? I've been an entrepreneur. I've launched companies. I've raised millions and millions of dollars. I've been in the corporate world. I've had the successes. I've had the failures. I've had companies that I believed in so badly have people come into them and literally take the company away. One ended up in jail, federal prison. Trust me. I have had to go deep. And what I know by interviewing people that have also had heart-wrenching relaunches, I have learned that there is something consistent about everybody out there that can get through tough, tough situations. And that's why the relaunch effect, those seven steps, has become so invaluable to me. So by going out and by sharing stories weekly, I hope to bring you a little bit of step-by-steps that you can take, that by learning this relaunch effect, that you, like these other people that have gone through so much and have prevailed, that you too can jump on this bandwagon, that can become one of this collective movement, that there'll be inspiring stories, that maybe you can take just that one little pearl from the stories. Maybe you can realize that growth comes from adversity, and resilience is something that you don't learn it. You don't learn it by being taught it. You learn it by like embracing it, by knowing it, by going through your own times. Those times that sometimes just feel like, I know they felt like I couldn't move. I couldn't even put one foot in front. I couldn't speak. I couldn't get out of bed. There were times. And the only reason I am sitting here talking to you is that I know you too. If you can hear, if you can imagine a life where you not only like where you are, but you love where you are. These people that are trying to get you to love your life, love your relationships, love your career, love, 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 love. For so many of us, we can't get there until we like. Let's start with like. Let's just begin there. That's what we're going to do in this podcast. And we are going to find silver linings that absolutely give us the wisdom, give us the clarity, give us the ability to move forward and be able to tackle on whatever's going to come our way. Because we know that we are strong. We know that we have the ability to really face anything, to move through anything. So I want to go back to that story I was telling you about. Well, now I'm leaving the Orange County Airport, flying back to Oakland. And I am smart this time. You know, what is the body made of? 78% water, 73%, one of those. Anyway, I know that if I wear the water bra, that then I think I'm going to be okay. All right. So I put it on. I go through that machine again where my arms are up in the air and my legs are spread. And I come out, and of course, my brother has gone before me, and he's looking at me. He knows that I've got this, you know, water bra on. And all of a sudden, the person says, "I'm sorry, ma'am, but we're going to have to do a full scan on you." I'm like, "What the heck?" And he said, "Well," and I said, "Well, it's probably the water bra." And he says, no, it's not up there. It's lower." I'm like, "What is happening to me?" Of course, my brother's looking, and the guy says, "Look on the screen." And there on the screen, I am not kidding, there is this V across my midsection. And it is lit up. Like, I mean, totally lit up. So imagine like a bikini, but lit up in that V shape. And he says, "Are you carrying something down there?" And of course, my brother again is just, now he's actually just dying. He's like, "Oh my gosh," he's laughing hysterically. And then it clicks. I realize the problem is I have metal, these little teeny metal studded underwear from Victoria's Secret on, and they are in a shape of a V, and they cover that whole front section. They're very cute. They're just little teeny like embellishments. Now that's funny. And so I'm sitting there, I am laughing, and I'm like, "Oh no, those are my metal studded underwear." And of course, he finally, like, he starts laughing, I'm laughing. I get past, and my brother says, "Seriously, like, really?" And that's, I guess, what we all need to do. We all need to laugh about these experiences that we have had, that we will continue to have. And so I am excited to take you on this journey with me, with the people I'm going to be interviewing. And I know that through this, you and I are going to have an amazing relationship. And I can't wait. And I can't wait to get started relaunching you. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you felt a connection to this episode of the Silver Lined Relaunch, please head over to iTunes now. It would mean so much to me if you would leave a good review and help others find silver linings as well. And don't forget, you can have immediate access to all of the bonuses and notes from the show today in our treasure chest, which you have access to for free by texting 55444 and typing in treasure chest. Or you could go to our private Facebook group, The Relaunch Effect, Living a Life You Love. Together we've hit the reset button for you, turning your transitions into a transformation. Until next time, don't forget, there's always a silver lining.